Special Counsel Robert Mueller has laid out a sweeping indictment that says a Russian propaganda campaign targeted Hillary Clinton and helped rivals Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election. Sanders, a potential leading contender in the 2020 presidential contest, has tried to downplay the Russian meddling on his behalf. VPR's John Dillon has been looking at how the Russian campaign worked in Sanders' favor, despite Sanders' initial claims that it didn't.
Sift through the 37-page indictment handed down last month, and you'll find dozens of allegations that Russians stole Americans' identities and created fake Facebook and Twitter accounts that worked as internet trolls designed to sow discord in the campaign. These fake groups even staged political rallies, including one that featured an actress playing Hillary Clinton in a cage. The director from Moscow, Robert Mueller, lays it out on page 17.
There is that line in the indictment which says the order for the troll factory operatives was criticize Clinton and all the other candidates except Trump and Sanders. We support them.
That's Ben Nimmo, an expert on disinformation campaigns who works for the Atlantic Council, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank that promotes Western democratic values. Here's how Nimmo, a former journalist, describes his area of expertise.
I study online disinformation, propaganda, and falsehood in its various forms. So I look at the way false stories are generated and how they're spread and the kind of fake accounts which amplify them.
Nimmo says he and other experts saw signs of Russian meddling in early 2016. He says it was part of a two-front cyber war. The first involved hacks and leaks of Democratic emails, particularly those from John Podesta, Clinton's campaign chairman. The second front was the online propaganda war, run mainly by a company in St. Petersburg called the Internet Research Agency that set up dozens of fake accounts supporting Sanders and Trump and opposing Clinton.
There's a lot of focus now on the troll campaign. There's a lot of focus on the Internet Research Agency. But actually, my sense is that if you had taken the hacking and the leaking and particularly the Podesta leaks out of the equation, that was the heaviest punch that the Russian campaign landed on the Clinton campaign.
Nimmo singles out the Podesta leaks because in the final weeks of the campaign, Clinton and her party were forced to respond to daily negative news stories. You can't read the minds of individual voters, so it's impossible to gauge exactly how much the two disinformation campaigns moved the electorate. Yet Nimmo says there's no question they had an effect.
But when you put together the trolling, the propaganda, the leaking, all together, all interlocking, all amplifying each other, and then feeding into the febrile atmosphere of an American election, that's when you really get the damage being done.
The Democratic staff on the House Intelligence Committee assembled examples of the fake accounts, and NBC News has also published a database of roughly 200,000 tweets traced to the Russian trolls. From that material, you can see that some of the effort was clearly aimed at helping Sanders. For example, a Russian Twitter account called Missouri News US sent out pictures of Sanders and President Franklin Roosevelt with the line, "Bernie Sanders is basically a New Deal Democrat, hashtag feel the burn." Other Facebook sites and Twitter accounts imitated Black Lives Matter or Muslim advocacy groups, and some were aimed at getting people not to vote.
You had apparent Black Lives Matter accounts run from Russia telling African Americans, it's better not to vote at all than to vote for Hillary Clinton. So a classic vote suppression operation.
Sanders, for his part, first downplayed the Mueller indictment's charge that the Russian trolls were ordered to help his campaign. Here's his exchange with host Jane Lindholm on Vermont Edition.
Supporting my campaign? No, they were attacking Hillary Clinton's campaign and using my supporters against Hillary Clinton.
But they said they were doing it in support of...
Well, that they didn't. I mean, essentially what they did is here's the story on that.
Sanders went on to say a campaign staffer in California discovered the Russian activity in September 2016 and then...
He checked it out and he went to the Clinton campaign and he said, you know what? I think these guys are Russians.
None of that is true.
Edric Isaac Dover is chief Washington correspondent for Politico and host of its off-message podcast. He unraveled the story after Sanders' appearance on Vermont Edition.
This is a very specific assertion that Senator Sanders made, that his campaign sought to help Clinton's campaign by providing information about Russian troll operation. And it was a volunteer who talked to someone who supported Clinton's campaign. There was no direct effort from the Sanders campaign on behalf of the Clinton's campaign or anyone else.
Dovere covered the 2016 election and recalls attending Sanders rallies that drew thousands of enthusiastic fans. Obviously, that support was genuine and not manufactured in St. Petersburg. Still, Sanders has been reluctant to say that not all of his support was real.
I think that they did not want to acknowledge that there were issues here that were raised by the Mueller indictment. It's an uncomfortable situation to be in, to be told that there were foreign entities supporting your campaign, even if you didn't know that it was happening or didn't support that it was happening.
Why does this matter? Two reasons, says Dovere. Sanders is now the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination in 2020, and the Russian effort was coordinated, well-funded, and aimed at the heart of American democracy. Dovere says the Vermont senator's response is important, and he says it's still a story the American public needs to know. He recently interviewed former CIA Director Michael Hayden for the Off Message podcast.
What he said to me was, this was an effort to mess with our heads, and the Russians decided that the best way to create chaos and mess with our heads was to support Donald Trump. But before they landed there, they were supporting Bernie Sanders.
Sanders' campaign strategist, Jeff Weaver, did not respond to requests for an interview. In a statement released after the Vermont Edition interview, the Sanders campaign condemned the Russian conduct and acknowledged the Russians did help campaigns in 2016, quote, including my own. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.